Both teams back out onto the field tonight. Wimberley captains tonight will be David Masur along with Ben Garza. Two captains, they're going to midfield to meet the Navarro captains. For Navarro, looks like Tanner Law is one of the captains along with Jared Liao. Marshall Crabb looks like another captain for Navarro. Navarro in their all purple tonight. Wimberley in their road uniforms, navy blue helmets, white tops, white pants, blue numerals, and blue trim on their uniforms. So they're white on white with the blue helmets tonight. As the official meets with both teams at midfield, packed house here at Irwin Lee Stadium, to say the very least. Big, big game here tonight. It looks like Navarro has won the toss, and the Panthers have elected to receive. They will be moving from our left to right, and we're getting ready to get it on from Irwin Lee Field. Field was constructed in 1968, so it's been here a while. There have been a few good Wimberley-Navarro ball games right here at this stadium over the past, 40, almost 50 years.
Yeah, it's been here a little while.
Hopefully we'll have another one tonight. Let's throw it out to the field now as that Navarro marching band plays our national anthem. Trouble listening to our crowd mic tonight, Jared Robinson.
No, I imagine everybody out there thought that the band is right next to us, but believe it or not, they're actually across the field from us. You're getting probably all three mics between Mike's headset, my headset, and I've got the crowd mic here next to me on my right-hand side, so it ought to be an up-close and personal event for everybody out there listening this evening.
And we're on the visiting sideline, so we will have the Wimberley crowd below us, so if you hear a bunch of hollering, that's probably good for the Wimberley Texans here
tonight.
That's
right. That's right. We in Lampasas and some of these other places, we've been on Giddings, Lampasas. We've been on the home side, and tonight we get to hang out with the visitor side over here. So I'll try to keep the crowd mic up as loud as I can to let you feel a little bit of the intensity that we got going here tonight. I got a feeling it's going to be a great matchup.
Johnny Garrard going to kick things off for Wimberley. Again, the Panthers will be moving from our left to right. We're great and thrilled and happy that you've joined us on the Sun Radio Sports Network here tonight. From wherever you're listening from.
That's right, that's right.
We've had them all across the globe this year, all across the country. Great having you. Garrard now is ready to kick the thing off. Texans fans are ready to go, and we are underway from Irwin Lee Field. It's a line drive kickoff taken at the 25 to the 30. Out to the 35, spinning forward and pushing toward the 40 before finally being brought down is Jake Wright. Navarro will have excellent field position as we get things started, first and 10 on their own 40-yard line.
Almost looked like a receiver going up to catch that one. He caught that one about 7.5 feet in the air on a dead line.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Wright.
Pretty good pretty good hands. He misses that one. It may roll into the end zone after being touched.
He's one of the trifectas of good running backs that they have on their team. No wide receivers. A tight end. A couple of running backs that give up the middle to Liao. Breaks a tackle to the 45. He's got the first down. And Jared Liao picks up a quick 12 yards, moving the chains to the Wimberley 48.
Man, you were not lying, Mike. They got all 11 guys within about 18 feet of each other right there, and a good burst right up the middle for 11.
So they're spotting it at the Wimberley 48. It'll be first and 10. Evel, the quarterback, will turn and give it to Leal again, I believe, and he's able to push forward about 3 yards to the Wimberley 45-yard line, so it'll be second down and 7 now for the Panthers.
It's a terrible connection we got, didn't it?
See if the Texans can stay tight here on defense. Second down and 7. Leal's going to get it again. The left side, he's hit hard by Garza, I believe, but he's able to push it forward 4 yards to the 41, where it will be third down and 3. So our big third, first big third down play coming up. He's a tough runner, but it looks like the Wimberley defense came to play here tonight as well.
I imagine they've game planned pretty good for the young man.
Big, big play here. Third down and 3. Give it right up the middle to Wright. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle, and gets it down to the 35-yard line. That's another first down for Navarro, and you can see why they're ranked so high, Jared. They're pretty impressive the first half dozen plays or so.
Yeah, I don't know if they found something or what they're doing, but they've last couple have been kind of off-tackle runs on the left-hand side of the line, so I got to figure that Coach Warren is probably kind of planning for that a little bit.
New set of downs now, and it's given to the running back. Thrown to the ground violently as Ben Garza throws the running back, Tanner Law, for a loss of 1. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, big play right there by Ben, just staying right there off the left-hand side, kind of really chasing almost what was the wingback coming back across, and just grabbed him and decided that he was going to throw him down here in front of the hometown fans. And you guys heard the repercussion of that, I guess.
They were pretty happy about that.
They were a little excited.
Here's the give up the middle. That's Jake Wright. Jake Wright again. He's able to push forward for about 5, but it'll be third down now and 7. They got to get to the 25 for a first down. Another big third down play here.
Yeah, good play by Ben Garza again. Just really just kind of shadowing him and met him right there about 2 or 3 yards deep and stopped him.
Just underway from Navarra, from Geronimo. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. No score, Wimberley and Navarro. Third down and 7. The give is to Leal off left tackle, 25. He's got the first down. He gets it down to the 22-yard line. So once again, Navarro moves the chains.
Yeah, they're just really just pounding it right down and lost a couple yards here and there, but looks like they're gaining about 5-6 yards a chunk, which is pretty much what you were talking about earlier.
When you got that right, you got the statement right that they're working on something on that left side. Here's Leal right up the gut. And he's able to get another 5, maybe 6 yards. Well, I'll give him 5 down to the 16, where it'll be second down and 5. Methodical Navarro offense. They are moving the ball impressively on this opening drive. 8:18 left to play in the first quarter. No score, but Navarro on the move to say the very least. Movement prior to the snap, though, and this is going to go against the Panthers.
Yeah, and then when you run an offense like this, those are things right there that will just kill you. You know, you're planning on, 3 1/3 yard every single time. You're averaging a little more than that, but anytime you add another 5 onto it, that's for a running team, that's really just an Achilles heel.
And they're going to call this against Wimberley. I think they called illegal substitution against Wimberley. There was all kinds of movement prior to the snap. So at any rate, it's going to be second down and 5 as some of the Wimberley fans are voicing their displeasure along with the Wimberley coaching staff.
Yeah, I have to agree with them. I saw the right tackle or right tight end over here just, move at least 2-3 seconds before what in my mind was the left defensive end.
Now Doug Warren is stepping out. He wants to get an explanation, and the official is sort of shouting his opinion here.
And they're going to give it to him.
And they're going to mark it off against Wimberley. That's going to be a first down. They're going to step it off to the 11-yard line. I think it was an illegal substitution. So Navarro is under center again. It's Evel. He'll give it right up the middle. It's right. And he is going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. May have picked up a yard to the 10, but that was it. It'll be second down now and 9.
You know, you got to love whenever you're calling these games. And, you know, I tend to watch the official on the far side. I don't know why, whenever they're marking the ball. And he marks it at the 12. His guy on the other side here marks it at the 11. So he just takes a yard step up.
Sure.
He says, I'll agree with
that's
you.
That's right. Second down now. They give up the middle to right again. He's got a good hole there to run through. He gets it to the 5 all the way down to the 3-yard line where it'll be third down and 2. They can get the first down at the 1-yard line here, Jared. Big, big, huge third down here for Navarro.
Yep, and that's where the, obviously the power, we've seen the power so far of what the Navarro running game is, that offensive line. You know, if you're the Texans, do you plan on them running over that left-hand side? We've seen probably 80% of the balls run over the left-hand side.
Well, here we go. Third down and 2. The give up the middle, and it's going to be a touchdown. Jake Wright goes into the end zone from 3 yards out, and Navarro is on the board first. I don't know if he got touched that time, Jared. And,
yeah.
Boy, the Navarro offensive line doing the job out there.
Yeah, he just went right off left guard and ended up making really a cut towards the pylon in the back. And I agree with you. I don't know if anybody even got a hand on him.
Josh Farrell now, the outstanding kicker for Navarro, kicks it up and kicks it through. And with 7:01 left to play in the first quarter, our score, Navarro 7, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
I misspoke. I think they called a delay of game. Listening to some of these guys up here in the on top of the press box, they called a delay of game against Wimberley on the defense. And during our break, Doug Warren was getting his money's worth to this linesman on this side of the field. That gave him a key first down.
Yeah, you know what? Penalty's over with. You might as well get your money's worth out of it.
That's right. Logan Guzman now is going to kick things off for Navarro. And the kick is high and will be taken at the 12-yard line. Up the middle to the 20. 25's got a hole, 30. And he's to the 35 and spun down at the 38-yard line is Cody Charrington. Nice return. Texans will take over. Navarro takes the opening kickoff and drives it right down the field, Jared. 60 yards for a touchdown. Let's see what the Wimberley offense can do.
Yep, and a lot of times what your best defense is keeping your offense on the field here. So that's something that I know that Coach Warren's going to try to continue to keep those guys on the field, pound the ball a little bit. Obviously, I think both of us probably look for them to throw the ball a little bit more this week than they have done in the past couple weeks, obviously with a Navarro defense that's played pretty well this year.
JoJo Weeks, the quarterback for Wimberley, of course. And he will take the snap, look downfield, he's going to be in trouble, throws it out to his receiver, caught to the 35, 40, 45, and out near the first down is Hayden Krebs on the catch, starting the game at running back. And he's got a first down, Jared.
Yeah, that JoJo did a good job really on that play. Hayden just kind of slipped out here on the close side, the visiting side over here, and just kind of stayed there. JoJo just kept fading back. Was wondering what he was doing. Then, obviously, a design screen play just kind of flipped it out to the left-hand side.
And the rush got to him. He had a defender hanging on his hip.
Yep.
When he threw that ball. Now there's movement prior to the snap, and this is probably going to go against Wimberley. Yeah, it's going to be a false start against the Texans. since we're on the visiting side, we can't really see the official when he turns toward the home press box. So I'm trying to look at the rest of his body and determine what he's calling, Jared.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult over here.
Spending my Friday night looking at a referee's backside trying to determine stuff. First down and 15 now as they back Wimberly back to the 43-yard line. Weeks from the shotgun. He's got three wideouts on the right side. He's going to throw it to that right side. Caught over there by Crowder. Spin move to the 45-yard line, but that's it. A pickup of two. It'll be second and 13.
Yeah, that's some of those plays are more designed to be almost a almost just a run for the most part, just kind of get somebody involved. Obviously, we've seen them really try to get Colby involved a lot more in the offense in the last couple games. And, you know, those plays, obviously, minus putting him in the backfield, that's pretty much just a catch and throw.
Fast-moving first quarter. 5:25 left to play in the first quarter. Navarro leading Wimberly here early, 7-0. Second down and 13 now. This time trips to the left side of JoJo Weeks. He's looking. He's going to flip it over the middle, and it's almost picked off. Incomplete, though. He was trying to hit Cade Stover over the middle.
Yeah, he threw that one and really into double coverage right there, and probably not a throw that he would throw again. He'd probably want that one back a little bit. So lucky that it wasn't picked off. Free safety just got a shadow in right there in the middle and ended up going through his hands.
Hunter Stevens. Well, check that. I don't think that was Hunter Stevens. I think that was Dean Wallace who almost came up with it. You're right. It went right through his hands. Threw that in heavy traffic, and now the Texans are facing third and long. Third down and 13 now. Spread formation. Back to throw is Weeks. Pressure, and he's going to be sacked back at the 33-yard line. So Texans will be forced to punt after the sack.
Yeah, the pressure came right there up the middle, and you know, if you got three guys rushing and two guys blocking on that left-hand side, Moss Carruthers, who's in the backfield that time, had to choose from one of the two. And, you know, really there's no option at that point. JoJo did a good job holding on to the ball and just falling to the ground and bring it fourth down here, punt from Wyatt Mann.
On these pass plays, Jared, it looks like Navarro's getting good pressure on JoJo Weeks here early.
Yes, definitely. They're getting into the backfield. We've seen him hit at least three times so far.
Mann will punt the ball away. He gets it away. It's a high, long punt and a good one. It takes a bounce on that far sideline. He goes out of bounds at the 26-yard line, and that's where Navarro will take over again, leading it 7-0.
Boy, that's a great punt right there. You flipped the field pretty good on that one. I mean, that's a big booming spiral punt. Bounces, comes back about a yard and a half, and out of bounds. So great punt by Wyatt Mann. Defense got a big challenge, though. They're going to face it all night long, it looks like.
4:23 left to play in the first quarter. Navarro leading it 7-0. Evel, the quarterback, will turn, and he will give it to Tanner off right tackle this time. Tanner Law is able to pick up another, I don't know, 7 yards or so. It'll be second down and 3.
Yeah, they're picking them up in chunks still. Obviously, they got that real tight formation. I mean, no splits almost on the offensive line.
And that was a gain of 8, so it'll be second down and 2. If you're looking at second and 3 and second and 2 all night long, Texans are going to have to stop that. Here's the turn, and they give up the middle. It's Leal who gets a yard, but that's it. He's going to be short of the first down by a yard. Be third down and 1 now. And it'll be a very short one. More like a half yard, really. 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Irwin Lee Field on a cool night in Geronimo, the home of Navarro High School. Third down now, quarterback sneak. Eveld has it. He's able to stretch forward. He's a tall young guy, and he gets it out to the 37. It'll be a first down. They're going to spike it to 38, actually.
Man, the offensive line for Navarro is really just blasting off the ball. We saw it right there again. I mean, again, he wouldn't touch till he was about 2-3 yards and really ended up just falling on top, taking the first down.
Yeah, and it's all between the tackles. It's almost all between the guards here tonight so far, Jared. Here's the turn they give to Leal off left tackle again, and he gets tripped up at about the 40. Yeah, pickup of two.
They haven't run a single sweep yet. They're just running everything just over the left guard, left tackle, up the middle. Very few plays to the right-hand side so far for Navarro.
Evel does a good job of ball handling. You have to be a good ball handler in this wing tee offense to be able to spin around and fake and do all the things you have to do as a quarterback. They haven't thrown a single pass, and they may not if they keep moving it like this. Leal gets the handoff right up the middle. A hard-earned yard, probably, so it'll be third down now and seven for the Panthers.
Yeah, great job by the defense right there. That right side, we can see it in the last couple plays. They're really starting to button up and kind of buckle their chin straps a little tighter and say, hey, you know what? We're figured out. They're coming at me.
Texans really need to stop here on third down and seven. Third down and seven now. Navarro has the ball and will give it to Leal. He's got the 45 to the 46. He's going to be short of the first down by about a yard, maybe two. So it'll be fourth down here. They're at their own 46-yard line. It's a good 2 yards. They got to get close to the 48 to get the first down.
I don't even believe the coach over there decided that it was even an option.
He
immediately.
Les Goad on that far sideline. He's a good one. Fourth down. About a yard and a half. Wimberley fans on their feet. Exhorting their defense here. Long count by Evel. He may be trying to draw him off sides. Nope. He gets it and he turns and he gives it to Leal. Leal's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it, Jared.
Yeah, it looks like he just stretched over right on top of his right guard and stretched the ball out. Got it up there to about the 48-yard line. Looks like about a half yard to... Yep, give him the first down. Didn't even measure it, though.
They did not measure it, and the Texas fans aren't. They're not happy about that.
We've been talking about it all year long. I just don't understand how in the world you get a ball within literally a foot, and you can see it 30 yards away.
Yeah.
How close it is. I think we've had three measurements all year long.
Oh, yeah. I think there's been some kind of mandate or something. First down and 10. They're going to turn and give it to Leal right side now. He's got the 45. Picks up 9 quick yards down near the 42 of Wimberley. Actually, that's Wright on the carry. Jake Wright. Second down and 1, Jared. It seems like it's been second down and 1 for the entire first quarter. And, oh, by the way, there's only 27 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, one more play here in the first quarter. They got to run it, and we'll – yeah, I mean, if you're averaging six and a half yards a carry, you're destined to move the ball.
Well, no doubt. Second down and 1 now. Evel will give it to Leal, left side to the 40. He's got the first down, and that will likely be our last play of the first quarter. Clock is at 4, and Navarro's not going to run another play. One quarter is in the books. Our score, Navarro 7, Wimberley nothing. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more Texans football after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley, and COOFM.org. The best music on earth.